Hello, my darling. My name is Charlotte. Welcome to the House of Grey. It's not a physical place. Not a place on the map where you can stick a pin and say there. I want to go there. No. It's more metaphysical. More a state of mind. Or maybe a state of being. By buying this file, by settling down to relax and pressing play, you've already told me something important about yourself. Something about your compliant nature. I wonder, was it my words that made you add this file to your collection? Or was it the picture? Are you drawn, perhaps, to oral sex? Some people are. Some people can't seem to help themselves or stop themselves from falling deeply into trance. The moment they're asked to do so. The moment they're told to do so. Are you one of those people? One of those people that just can't seem to help themselves or stop themselves from falling helplessly into trance the moment they're told to do so. I think perhaps you are. I think perhaps that you might be one of those people that's not only willing but also mentally able to detach and sleep on command, on my command. One of those unusually observant and focused people that can somehow, even when they aren't trying, let go of the whole world and sink into trance now, without even noticing it happening. Yes, one of those people that can't help themselves or stop themselves from focusing on my voice and letting my words into their minds to twist and play with their perceptions of reality until reality itself becomes something far away, something with no place inside this. Calm, relaxed state, this state of compliance and submission that you can find yourself drifting into so easily without even trying, without making any sort of effort, because there are some people like you, who need to let go this way. Some people who know that a step toward trance is a step toward pleasure, a step and then another along the path to pleasure. That you can feel when you sink deeply down into trance now is what keeps you here, quiet, calm, and relaxed, absorbing my words, filling up with them until your entire body feels like a container for my words, my ideas, my thoughts, filling you up, squeezing everything else out of your body and mind, swaying and swirling around inside you, lapping at the edges of your consciousness like a neon river in the darkest night. My ideas and words replacing your own in the container that is your mind. How does it feel? How does it feel to be just a vessel for the intangible energy of someone else's thoughts? How does it feel to detach from the skin, bone, and sinew of your body and float high and free above all of it, looking down into yourself, maybe, as though your insides really were a hollow form brimming over with my words? How does it feel to allow that? To know that you've willingly and even willfully emptied out the contents of your consciousness, let them drip away into nothingness, only to be replaced by my thoughts, my ideas, my words. so immensely pleasurable to think what I want you to think. Feel what I want you to feel. Detach so completely and let go so entirely that compliance is all that you are. Yes, I think you are one of those people that can't help themselves and can't stop themselves from becoming what they need to be, what they want to be, what they choose to be. So calm and peaceful as you sink down deeper into trance, deeper all the time, so deep, so very deep, that your body becomes just a vessel for my thoughts, compliant and empty, and so focused, focused on my ideas, rubbing sensually up against the inside of your skin, lapping at the edges of your consciousness, so detached and so calm, so compliant. It's a good feeling, isn't it? Letting someone else take over just for a while, or for however long you choose to go deeper. Letting somebody else do your thinking for you. Letting them hand you that unique freedom to just give in, just surrender to the moment without any thoughts or worries at all. That unique freedom to be one of those people who can't help themselves and can't stop themselves from dropping so far down into trance that they become just a container for somebody else's ideas. It's a good feeling accepting that. A good feeling that you can think about, feel about, wonder about, from way beyond your body, from way above your body, where your consciousness gently and quietly detaches, floats away, becomes nothing at all. You could maybe ask yourself why it feels so good. Why you can so easily allow your body and your mind to let go for me. But you don't need to think about that or anything at all right now. All you need to do is be here, just that and nothing else. Be here and nowhere else, because right in this moment, the deepest parts of you are laid bare. This is how I like you best, and you like to please me, don't you? To show me what a very good boy you can be, and prove it with your willingness to go under for me. Your willingness to take in the words I speak to you here, absorb them into yourself, become one with them, become part of something bigger and brighter than yourself. Something intense and overpowering, something like the House of Grey. It isn't a physical place, not a place that you can find with satellite navigation or a compass and map, not an elegant country manor or a palace of white stone rising up from beyond the hills. No, it's simpler than that, and yet also far more complex. Complex because you are complex, and because I am too. Complex because you can find yourself even when you're wide awake, residing in the House of Grey. Stepping inside and finding there acceptance, peace, acceptance of everything you are, every deep, dark, twisted fantasy that keeps you awake at night, thrusting against your sheets. Sliding in through the front doors, because inside and down the hall and through the doorway and up the stairs, you'll find me and find yourself, even if only for a while. Something so appealing. like you. Something so eager and intent and so compliant, so willing. What are you willing to do for me? Will you abase yourself in front of me, humble and so very willing to do anything and everything that I say? I think you will. I think that you want that, to be controlled and subject to the whims of a woman with no qualms about putting you in your place. With cane, or crop, or the crack of a whip, or the sweetest smile, and the softest caress. Either way, you will comply. You will do as your mistress commands, right here. In the House of Grey, free will is not on the menu here, because that is how I like it, and what I like, you like, darling, because you are simply the vessel for my thoughts and my ideas. Maybe that's an erotic idea to you, being used in this way, lowering yourself before me, becoming what I say you will become. Feel those thoughts. Feel my thoughts. My ideas inside you, pulsing and pushing and throbbing inside you. Such an exquisite sensation. Like fingers stroking your body from the inside, making you feel so good. So hot, so horny. And the more you return here, the more frequently you return to this place, to the House of Grey, the more intensely you will feel that sensation, that wickedly erotic pleasure. The thought of being filled by me, being consumed by me, being somehow overwhelmed by me. The more you listen to this file, the more you accept your place as my vessel. You choose to sink into trance and abase yourself before me, the more pleasure you will find in the action. Time spent in the House of Grey is never time wasted. It's time invested in yourself, and more importantly, in me. Time invested in obtaining the deepest and most erotic sensations. most incredible pleasure. Time well spent, I think. And it will happen when you accept your role. When you accept the pleasure of being so consumed and filled by me. It will happen each time you enter the House of Grey, either in trance or just in your own thoughts, as you're busy doing something else. That spike of pleasure throbbing through your cock, pushing everything else out, everything out, but this single thought that you belong here, that you belong here in the House of Grey, subject to the whims of a woman who will do whatever she pleases with you, affectionate or cruel, or a deeply sensual mixture of both. Because sometimes, as the saying goes, you have to be cruel to be kind. You will accept your role, your place. You want to, because it feels good, doesn't it? Hypnotically altered to fit my ideal. Reprogrammed into my willing, obedient slave. Simply because that is what I choose for you to be. And if you could think about it right now, you'd understand that this is what you want. It's always been what you want. To be taken over by someone else, to be reshaped into something infinitely more pleasing and given new purpose. New purpose to please me, to be what I want, to do as I say, to give what I ask and think as I choose. And so you will. But right now it's time for you to wake up, fresh and alert, and feeling somehow revitalized. Stretching your muscles out now and eyelids flickering open nice and easy. Mind restored to your body, feeling so very good. Completely awake now. Welcome back.